You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Welcome to Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union on Community Radio 3CR.
So put down that job plan and listen to us.
I'd first like to acknowledge that this program is being broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri of the Kulin Nation. So their sovereignty was never ceded, and we want to pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. And we also acknowledge that the unfairness of the welfare system disproportionately affects First Nations people.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another rip-roaring, high-energy, fantastic Breadline show. Yes. Brought to you by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union here on 3CR Community Radio, 8:55 AM on your dial, or online at 3cr.org.au. And if you're having problems with Centrelink or your job provider, send us an email to advocacy@auwu.org.au and tell us all about it. Then one of our sympathetic volunteers will get back to you and try to help you solve your problem. And as a special guest I have with me today, we have Breadline's very own roaming reporter, always on the spot and in the thick of it and asking the hard questions, Danielle. Hey, Danielle, how are you?
Thanks, Daryl. Hi, how are you?
Oh,
good. Got that intro down pat now.
Oh, yes. Yeah. How did you like it?
Beautiful.
Good intro. All right. Now, I'd like to play an interview where I interviewed Tracy the other day. Have you ever met Tracy, Danielle?
Oh, only online in meetings.
Only online?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Seen her in the chats as well. Very active.
If I had to describe Tracy, I would say, well, I think of Jackie Lambie high on speed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's Tracy. Only difference is Tracy gets things done.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Anyway, let's have a listen to see what she has to say.
Thanks.
I'm talking with Tracy Smallwood, who's just been elected to be on the Committee of Management for the Australian Unemployed Workers Union. Hello, Tracy. How are you?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Yes, good, thanks. First of all, tell us what your role is in the union.
Well, my role in the union for round two is looking after the advocacy line, and that involves doing training to get new people on the line, looking after the emails, and getting everything organised.
Right. The phone system isn't up yet. Are you organising that part of it as well?
We're going to be restructuring it just a little bit because we don't have the manpower at the moment to have the phone line running.
Right.
We're looking at having a temporary answering service where people can hear the message,
right,
and if they're able to at the time, to answer it straight away. If not, it may be answered in an email or a voice call.
Right, okay then, good. Now, you had a couple of complaints about APS?
APM.
APM.
Which is, both of them about APM in different states, which over the years, I was advocacy coordinator for 3 years previously, and APM consistently was one of the worst in the country. And that's for the old Job Active and now Job Seeker.
Yep.
With the point system, they are atrocious.
Right. So they're really pushing the penalties through.
Oh, not only that, they're quite openly abusing people.
Really?
Sadly. This instance of a 31-year-old man diagnosed and living with anxiety, depression, just diagnosed with alopecia, who's also autistic.
Right. Let me guess, they still expect him to go out and look for a job.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he was referred to APM over 2 years ago through Centrelink.
Right.
And he's been bullied by the same woman for those 2 years.
Right. Well, first of all, that surprises me that, you know, someone holds their position in a job provider's office for 2 years, because usually they have such a large staff turnover, don't they?
Yeah. Well, some of the things that this horrible worker has done.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. So what's some of the things they've done to this guy?
Yeah, well, he came in 5 minutes late one day, even after ringing saying he's going to be late.
Right.
As soon as he walked in the door, she started abusing him.
For that.
And virtually said, "You are the only one in your family that's not working. What is wrong with you?"
What a thing to say.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Yeah, and if they're like seeing you, nothing happens.
Exactly.
Well. Yeah.
Yeah, and the things like, why can't you find a job? What is wrong with you?
Even though they know he's suffering all those problems.
Mm. And you can't use your mental illness as an excuse not to work.
Yeah, they think they know and then
saying to him, nothing else wrong with you other than mental health? Big question mark.
Yeah.
You're 31, you're wasting your life. This is what this worker is saying.
Yeah.
And it is downright disgusting.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, it's a pity some of these people don't have the option to record these phone calls. I'm sure.
Well, and this person also stated in the email that they had sent a letter or written an email to the management of APM and nothing was done. So I did what we normally do. We passed on all the information, and this is DES.
Yeah.
So I gave them the access to the complaints for DES and said, go your hardest.
Yep.
And let them know that they could have left that job network in a heartbeat.
Hmm.
You have the right now to move. They've got no say in it.
Oh, good.
And it's just sad on some of the things that have been happening.
So this particular guy is with another job provider now?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, and it's just so, it's just heartbreaking.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Because one of the first things that service guarantee says is that they must treat you with respect.
Yep.
That's not happening.
Yeah, there's another one here in South Australia with APM.
Right.
Another gentleman has written in. He's been made to do 15 hours job search while going through cancer treatment.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
How do they expect him to do that?
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
Exactly. And as he said, was he drag his hospital bed with the chemo drip in? He wrote in this, do I need to drag my hospital bed with the chemo drip in my arm to satisfy you? And I'm just gobsmacked at, what I did is I rang this branch of APM and let fly.
Oh, good. How did they react?
They hung up on me.
Yeah.
Bad move. I mean, you know me. I went back to the committee of management and said, you're going to love this. And they all went, what? But this is what people are going through. Mm. And this is just a snapshot.
Yeah. I think the biggest problem is that people are either not aware of their rights or they're just too frightened to stand up for their rights.
Yeah.
Through retaliation.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, it is a sad, it really is. It's what these people are doing, it's horrible.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing a training session if anyone is interested in joining the advocacy team.
Right.
I haven't set it up yet. As soon as I do, I will let you know.
Right.
And you can put it out into your ether.
Ether?
Yeah, ether, your area.
Right.
And we're going to try and get everything back and running again. And it's been hard, mainly because a lot of people come in with the right idea but get so overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I mean, as you know, you spent 5 years on the line. You know how it can affect you.
Yeah.
And it's not their fault.
Oh, yes. Some of the calls I've got in the past, I just want to break down and cry sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It happens. The thing is, by the time they find us, they've gone through hell. They find us sometimes by mistake.
Mm.
And then they give us a call. or they email and someone responds, and for once they feel heard, and it all comes out.
Yeah.
And we have to learn how to let that go. If you weren't human and this didn't affect you, I wouldn't know what to call you.
Oh, yeah, you probably wouldn't be human.
No.
As you're saying, I've been on taking phone calls for a number of years now. And so some of them used to upset me a bit, but then I think, I've got to get on track. I've got to stick to the facts. I've had people telling me that they found it hard to get to the root of the problem of what the job provider was doing. They just want to ramble on about how their feelings are hurt and things like that, which is understandable.
Yeah.
And sometimes I just let them go on, and then they say something, and then I pick up on another problem that they didn't realise they had.
Yeah.
So it does pay to let them ramble on a bit. I'm not sure what that's like when they email. Do they tend to stick to the facts when they send an email, or do they
put in a lot more. Often when sometimes people can't articulate how they're feeling, that's not their fault. Some people can, some people can't.
Yeah.
But when you write it down, they're thinking about what they're putting down, and they get far more detail in that.
Yeah. So you've got to sort through all that information and get to the root of the problem.
Yep.
Anyway. All right. Well, thanks very much for talking to us, Tracy. And
you're very welcome.
And hope to catch up with you again soon.
That you will.
Okay. Bye.
See you, mate. Bye.
Okay, well, that was a great interview by Tracy, wasn't it?
Well done, Daryl.
Oh, thank you very much. Now, you have something you'd like to talk about, don't you?
Yeah, as you know, next Monday at midday, out the front of the Department of Employment and Workplace Relations, the AUWU Unemployment Workers Union.
Lonsdale Street, isn't it?
410 Latrobe.
Oh, Latrobe, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, number 410. If you saw a poster that had the wrong number on it, it's 410 in the CBD.
Mm-hmm.
We're gathering to say abolish work for the dole because it's a scam that takes advantage of the unemployed. You know, if you added up all those free hours you did. I was going to tell you about a few work for dole experiences. We didn't plan this very well.
Oh, but you've got 5 minutes, go.
All right, time is on. I did three work for dole different placements. The first one was a warehouse out. So far there was no public transport, so you had to be able to access it by car unless you wanted to travel for 2 hours, which of course you can't really afford when you're on JobSeeker.
No.
Anyway, it turned out to be this big scam. It was just like they had like 50 people, and I'd put my hand up going, oh, that looks cool, like some kind of like, you know, upgrade your computer skills, something. I can't remember. It was a long time ago.
Right.
And you get there, and there's this room full of computers, and they have no access to the internet. They don't have the program. It's basically like turning up to a bunch of and then the computers didn't work. And then other parts of the warehouse, they had this work for the dole had different programs within the same warehouse, like, I don't know, making robots out of junk electrics and some token gardening thing, which is like once you've planted a few seedlings in, you know, those raised beds they do, there's like, okay, well, the job's pretty much done in like 2 days, so there's not much gardening you can do when you've only got a few boxes there. And
so it's back to the computer. That sounds like a junkyard.
It was pretty much me. Anyway, so they got reported and shut down, and everyone there had to go and find new work for the dole places. And then
Did you know you're able to do other things like voluntary work other places or study?
Yeah, so the third time I did take the AUWU's advice and look for my own work for the dole placement, which I found a site called Pro Bono where there's all these like jobs where you can work for free. Of course people are looking for jobs where they can work for free, right? But anyway, there was this great women's community centre, and the state government at the time had put out a whole lot of grants for women escaping family violence. And so there was a position to just go through all that kind of research and then apply for grants for this what's called Wellsprings for Women. I don't know if they survived COVID, but the woman running that was amazing, and it was a really definitely it was a safe haven for all the women around Dandenong who'd come here, and a lot of them they didn't have English skills, and you know, like in some ways, yeah, those services are really important.
Yeah.
But yeah, the second one I did was another sort of faux work for the Dole Place, which, you know, some people on unemployment benefits don't even have English. So in that sense, they can tick that box, and it is probably pretty useful to turn up and learn English. Whereas I think there's also a huge, probably the majority of the unemployed people being forced to do work for the Dole.
Yeah, and I dare say that the ones that have trouble speaking English, they probably wouldn't even know what they're signing up to anyway, would they?
Well, that's the other thing, right? Like, anyway, so there was another one where we, cleaned up a bit of rubbish and, you know, then went and got a cup of tea and the manager realised it was a scam. And so, yeah, we just did job applications.
Yeah.
Which we were going to do anyway, right?
Yeah. Oh, God, that's... and that's that helps you get a job.
Not at all.
It's ridiculous anyway. All right, well, look, we've run out of time already. Thanks very much for coming in, Danielle.
No worries, Darryl.
It's been really nice to have you here.
And I'll see you next Monday at 410 La Trobe Street.
At the
midday.
Demonstration. Yeah, I'll be there for sure. All right, so thanks for joining us. Don't forget, we'll be back again next week, same time, when I'll be joined by Jessica again and also Caitlin. Stay tuned for the Eritrean Voice Show coming right up. My name is Darryl. You have been listening to Breadline, brought to you by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union. Good night.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.